Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Hamilton Train podcast. I'm your host every single day, Jared Hamilton. My voice sounds a little bit different today. I didn't really notice it until I really started like talking into the mic, but fighting a little bit of allergy stuff. Like I never get sick, but allergies I go back and forth with for a long time. So if it sounds like I am going through a very hard round of puberty, that is why. But my throat's not hurting. My voice just sounds a little bit different. So bear with me, but otherwise I really wanted to come at you today and talk about some really cool stuff. Now, I know right now I'm not putting out as many YouTube stuff because right now with my leg healing, like I'm having a hard time like getting around, setting up cameras and doing stuff in front of like a whiteboard and then all that kind of mess. So that's why I'm really just doing more on the podcast right now. And then once my leg is healed where I can walk on it, Doc has me on crutches for another month so that they don't want me putting weight bearing on my knee. And then here in about a month, he says I'll probably be able to like walk and do household stuff. So, which will be nice. So, but yeah, otherwise we're going to get right into this because here's the thing. I wanted to talk about the specifics of how there's certain non-fitness stuff that can make your actual fitness and weight loss stuff easier. And I know that might sound weird, but, hear me out because understand that a lot of this, the reasons that you struggle isn't because you struggle with fitness. You struggle with some other root causes. You know, it's like the whole argue of cause and effect. Well, most people are trying to address the effect, but they never address the cause. You know what I mean? Like I was just talking to a friend of mine about this. He has three dogs like I do. And his one dog is really high energy. And she like, if she's all crazy, the other two dogs will get crazy. So, but we were talking about dog stuff and I showed him like, if you calm down, if all three of them are crazy and you calm down the one who's the craziest, the other two will naturally calm down, you know, cause if you don't calm down crazy dog number one, but you try to calm down the follower dogs, number two and number three, and crazy dog number one doesn't get calmed down, it's just going to be short lived versus like, no, fix the one dog that they all follow. And then by fixing the one dog and calming that dog down, the other two calm down. You see what I mean? It's the same thing. Most of you guys are trying to address the effect, but you're not addressing the cause. Do you see what I mean? So that's what I want to get into. It's one of those things where a lot of the stuff you struggle with isn't fitness. It's outside of fitness. You know, it's a standard issue. It's one of that cheesy saying about how you do anything is how you do everything. You know what I mean? It's like, imagine, think about it this way. If I could never keep my, let's say I have a small house. Let's say I have a small house and, I do have a small house right now, but like, let's say I have a small house and I cannot keep it clean at all. And I don't treat it well. And let's say for me to fix that problem, I'm like, I'm just going to go get a new, bigger, nicer house. Like, do you really think the issues would be fixed going to the newer, bigger, nicer house? Of course not. Right. I need to fix my habits, here where it's small and then they'll get big and it's just going to exemplify that. It's like the whole thing where like money doesn't make people bad. It just exemplifies stuff. You know, if someone's a piece of shit broke, they're going to be a piece of shit rich, you know, versus someone who's an amazing person broke, then they get money and then they're an even more amazing person rich because now they can bless people and help people. It's that same kind of thing, right? It's a character thing. So I want to talk to you about taking a hit at this from a character trait thing and some stuff you can do outside of fitness that's going to change your character traits and change your personality and change who you are. Then when you apply those same, you apply the same effort to fitness and fat loss and whatever goal you have, you're going to be massively successful. So let's kind of get into this. So this is a podcast you'll probably want to take notes on or listen to another time or so. Now, one thing I will ask of you though, is listen, here's the thing. I do have one big favor to ask. Understand if you're not familiar with the podcast world, the only way to climb the podcast ranks, as in if you want to keep hearing this podcast, is I need to get this podcast to more ears, right? So there's a few things you can do to help me with that. Because again, the only way to grow this podcast is through more listeners and downloads. So if you could rank and review the podcast, like, it'd mean a lot to me. Like I literally put the best info I have into this. And if like you could go onto iTunes or whatever platform that lets you do it, I know iTunes does, and you could give it a 5-star review and honestly tell me how much it's helped you, it would mean a ridiculous amount to me. And it's going to help further, you know, the reach of this podcast. Cause I promise you, if you're struggling and you find value, a million other people will. And you putting your 2 cents on, taking, you know, 2 minutes and putting a rank and review will help me out a lot and help other people out a lot. But also, the person that you're going to be thinking of while I'm talking, and you're like, oh, Bob struggles with that. Oh, Sarah struggles with that. Oh, Jane struggles with that. Hit the share button and send it to them. Like, I'm not asking for you to, like, you know, go and put a, you know, make a post about it. If you did, that would be dope. But like, just text it to him, message it to him, just send it to him. Because I'm telling you, that's like, to be honest, that's like, I would say that's the least you could do with the amount of effort, energy, money, time I pour into this thing. It's all I ask. So if you could do that for me. Now let's keep this thing rolling. So here's what I want you to do. Here are the non-fitnessy things, the stuff outside of fitness, doesn't have anything to do with dieting or exercise. Here are the non-fitness stuff that you can do right now that's going to make your fitness and weight loss stuff easier. Okay. Here's what I want you to do. Number one, write this down. Pick 1 to 2 small tasks that are 100% doable. And I would argue quick and easy. But then I want you to commit to doing them every single day for the next 3 months. So let me give you an example. Like making your bed, doing the dishes every night before you go to bed. Let's say cleaning your car out. Like, let's say picking up like the trash that rolls around in your car. Let's say read, I don't know, 5 minutes before you go to bed. Take your dog on a walk. That's kind of fitnessy. Say hi to 2 strangers. Compliment 2 strangers. Legit anything. Like, these obviously have to be productive tasks. Like, you don't want to say, oh, I'm going to turn my doorknob. Like, that's stupid. But like, pick a task that you don't do consistently right now. And I want you to make the commitment. Only do 1 or 2. Don't make a, you know, 15 item list. Say, well, I'm going to clean the dog kennel. I'm going to go take the dog on a walk. I'm going to clean the house. I'm going to make my bed. I'm going to, you know, power wash my house. Like, nothing like that. I want you to pick 1 to 2 small habits. Like, literally making your bed takes 30 seconds. Tidying up your house takes 5 minutes. I don't know, dusting your house, cleaning all the mirrors and windows. I don't care what it is. I want you to pick 1 to 2 only. 1 to 2 super easy, simple, quick habits, preferably that you're not currently doing. And I want you to say, for the next 90 days, I'm going to do these every single day. Because here's the reason why, guys. Here's the reason. Because here's the thing. You have to like do them, right? This isn't say, I'm going to make my bed every day and then you miss, then I want you to start back over. Say, ah, okay. Like, I don't care if you might be 75 days in and then on day 76, you forgot to make your bed, start back over at day 1. I want you to go 90 days straight doing something you promised yourself you would do. Because the reason you struggle with fitness and fat loss and all this stuff is because you have a promise keeping issue. Okay. If you're listening to this, I'm guessing you're a good friend. I'm guessing you're a good person. I'm guessing you're dependable, but guess what? You're not to yourself. If you're struggling, it's because you can't keep your own promises you make to yourself. How many times have you said, I'm going to start over Monday and don't? How many times have you said, oh, I'm going to only eat half my meal at dinner and then don't? How many times have you said, I'm going to get up early before work and go work out and then don't? How many times have you said, I'm going to make my meals for tomorrow and then don't? How many times have you said, oh, I'm going to stop drinking pop and then go back to drinking pop? Whatever it is. Like, I can feel your head shakes right now. Like, how many times have you said that? Not even said it. How many times have you thought that? Because what happens, you go from saying it to like your spouse, like, I'm going to get up every day now. I'm going to start Monday. I'm going to get up and go to the gym. And then like, you become so like, I don't know, you start breaking those promises. And then what happens? You quit even saying them out loud, but then you think it, right? That's the problem. Sorry, my notifications are going off like crazy. But does that make sense? That's where people go wrong. They go from saying this stuff to just thinking it because they just because then they're scared to say it. You know what I mean? So that's the problem. You go from going, yeah, I'm going to get up in the morning and go to the gym, or I'm going to start this, or I'm going to do this. And then you're like, oh shit, I might probably shouldn't say it. So you start to think it, but guess what? It still has the same effect on you of breaking your promises. And that's the problem. So what we're doing is the only way to build back that muscle, because guess what? The best way to kill the confidence you have in yourself and kill the belief level you have in yourself is to break promises you make to yourself. So guess what? The only way to build that confidence and belief level back is to start keeping those promises now. And guess what? You need to do a bunch of little ones really, really fast, because you're already behind. If you've been breaking promises you make to yourself, you're behind. And we got to fix this. So don't say, all right, I'm going to go start going to the gym every day. I'm going to get up every morning at 5:30 and go run. No, start smaller, because we got to get you believing in yourself again. We got to get you believing that you can do this. We got to get you confident that you have what it takes to kill this. You know what I mean? So that's where picking something like making your bed. Legit, how easy is that? If you say, I will make my bed for the next 90 days and put a fucking calendar on your wall and check off every time you do it, like that's 30 seconds. Would you trade 30 seconds every single day to fix legit all the problems you have for the rest of your life? Probably yes. But that's the thing, is most people don't. I've had people sit and argue with me why they shouldn't make their bed. I've had people sit and be like, well, Jared, it's bed bugs might, you know, it's germs and bacteria and bed bugs or anything will, you know, now it gives them a comfy spot because it's all covered. Or they're like, Jared, I don't have time to do that. I'm like, you don't have time to, you can't roll out of bed 30 seconds earlier. You have problems. Like, no, bro, it takes me like 8 minutes to make my bed. I'm like, I don't care. Then you get up 8 minutes earlier. You know, this comes down to, like I've said before, I'm convinced most people just don't want what they say they want. I've told people to their face, hey, the reason you struggle with your weight is because you're lazy and you have zero discipline and you can't keep a promise to yourself. So let's start there. Start making your bed. And then they don't. I'm like, bro, you, and like having that honest conversation, I'm like, dude, you really think if you can't make your bed every single day, do you think you're going to control that fork the other 24 hours of the day? You think you're going to go to the gym when you don't want to? Come on. This is bigger than fitness. This is way bigger than fitness and fat loss. This is integrity. This is, you know, because if someone didn't keep the promises they made to you, you would lose all hope in them. If someone's like, yeah, I'll take your kid to basketball practice, and then they just don't pick up your kid. Or if someone's like, hey, yeah, I'll help you move tomorrow morning at 10, and they don't show up. Or someone's like, hey, will you loan me $20? I'll pay you back tomorrow. And they just never pay you back. You start holding grudges, and you're going to start losing faith in that person, and you're going to stop depending on them. Well, guess what? Most of you listening are in that spot with yourself right now. Boom, mic drop, right? So what I want you to do is we got to fix this. So guess how we fix it? The same fucking way you broke it. This is why it's one of my favorite reasons why fitness and fat loss is such a crazy catalyst to every other area of your life. Because guess what? It proves to you if you're disciplined, and it proves to you if you can keep promises to yourself. Because guess what? If you start doing this, I bet your marriage will get better. I bet your partnerships will get better. I bet you'll be a better parent. I bet you'll have better relationships. I bet you'll be a better dog or cat mom or dad. I bet you'll be a better coworker. I bet you'll make more money and perform better at work. I bet you'll walk with more confidence. I bet you'll feel better. I bet you'll be happier. Because guess what? And I did this on another podcast. You cannot have happiness without discipline. It's impossible. So that's what we're starting here. So that's what I want you to do. Pick 1 to 2 small tasks that you are going all in on that are 100% doable, that you're going to commit to doing for the next 90 days. And I'm not talking about hard stuff. Guys, I'm not saying give up sugar. I'm not saying give up carbs. I'm not saying quit going out to eat. I'm telling you, non-fitness. This is non-fitness stuff. Make your bed every morning. Done. Whatever. Meditate 5 minutes. There you go. Clean your car out every single day. Walk your dog every single day. Say hi to 2 fucking strangers every single day. Compliment 2 strangers' shoes every single day. Legit anything. Clean all the mirrors in your house every single day. Vacuum your floors every single day. Sweep your floors every single day. Rotate your tires every single day. I don't care what it is. I want these to be 1 to 2 damn near fucking easy tasks that you're going to commit to doing every single day for the next 90 days. That are not fitness related. Let me put this caveat. That take less than 2 minutes. Okay. Less than 2 minutes. Okay. Because guess what? This is not a difficulty thing. This is a, can you do what the fuck you are going to promise yourself you're going to do? Because we got to build back this muscle that you've just killed more than likely. Okay. Because here's the thing. Now do them. This is where everyone falls off. This is why most people, one of the reasons right here, how many that most people struggle with fitness. They can't fucking log their calories for more than 2 weeks without having to take a break. They can't journal their food without even calories for the next, you know, 2, 3, 4 weeks without saying, oh, I'm going to fall off. Most people, this is why most people bounce from program to program to program to program, because they can't lose the fucking weight. Because guess what? They won't give a program 6 months before they quit. Fuck, most people won't give something a decent shot for 2 weeks before falling off. So this is why I'm telling you to pick two habits for the next 90 days and commit to doing them. And if you mess up, start back over at day one. If you miss, if you're on day 89 and don't do it, call out your own bullshit and start back over. Okay? Next, this could be on the list. This could be one of your two things. Here's the other thing I want you to do. I want you to start a book and finish it. I don't care how long it takes. A thing that I'm noticing with a lot of people is follow through, right? That's what this whole game is, follow through. Most people start shit and don't finish it. I know growing up, I love my parents to death, but one thing my dad was notoriously bad about, and I know a lot of dads are, and I get it. I know dads are busy. Dads don't get a lot of credit. There's a lot going on. My dad did a lot growing up. My dad was the only income in my house, that kind of thing. If you want to know my story, it's in the last podcast, but here's the thing. My dad never finished projects ever. We would start stuff and never finish it. Start a project, never finish it. He'd start building the shelf, stop building the shelf. He would start building a shed in the backyard and then he'd have to stop. We would, putting up trim in one room and not finish. Start on drywall in one room and never get it painted. Like, and here's the thing. I started to follow that trend. I noticed myself falling back into that trend if I'm not careful. And I would have the terrible habit of I would start a book and never finish it, whether because it wasn't interesting or whether the information didn't apply anymore or I got busy, whatever. But here's the thing. The thing, books are amazing for this. In the same way, fitness and fat loss is an amazing catalyst for every other area of your life to be successful in. Books are an amazing way to practice follow through. Because guess what? I'm talking about actually reading a book, not listening to a book, not watching it on your phone, not watching a YouTube video. I'm talking about go to Amazon and buy an $8 book. I don't care what it's on. Personal development, Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, fucking Clue. I don't give a shit. Get a book and finish it. Even if like you read one page a day, 3 pages a day, 10 minutes a day, I'm telling you, those 1 to 2 tasks, you could put this on there, but I want you to buy a book and finish it, start it and finish it. Because I bet a lot of you listening don't finish books, don't finish things. You know what I mean? So I want you to do that. I want you to buy a book and finish it. If you want, if you need help with what books would be good to buy, like an actual like personal development book, leadership book, make your life better book, shoot me a message. I have a bunch of my favorite books like this that I read saved into an Amazon shop and I could send you the whole list. Next, I want you to do something. This is another thing that you can do. I want you to do something that makes you uncomfortable and embrace it. Okay. I have one of my girls that just is starting in my online coaching program. She messaged me. She's like, I'm telling you, man, just being truthful. I'm a little nervous. And I said, well, I appreciate that you're telling me, but good. Cause nothing good happens in your comfort zone. Nothing. I want you to go start and do something that's totally different. You know, and this could be very different than keep in mind, this is something that's not going to be on that list. You know, like let's say you take up jujitsu or karate or dancing or whatever. That's not going to be every day. So I want you, the two tasks I told you about, like they have to be under 2 minutes, like making your bed or doing the dishes or, say hi to 2 strangers, whatever. But I want you to start doing stuff that makes you uncomfortable. Okay. I pick a new hobby. For me, when I started back in jujitsu, I hadn't been on the mats in almost 10 years. It was really uncomfortable. Go take a hip hop class, whatever. Walk up to 20 random strangers every single day and see if you can get them to talk to you, whatever. I want you to do something that gets you uncomfortable. Starting in a coaching program, legit. You could apply for my coaching program right now and hammer out all this shit right now. Cause guess what? When you are mentally committed, financially committed, and like making moves committed, it makes you wicked uncomfortable. But guess what? That's where the magic happens. Pick up a new skill, start something. I want you to do stuff very frequently now that gets you uncomfortable. And now it's one of those things that one man's ceiling is another man's floor. So for some of you, that could be trying a different sex position with your spouse. That could be taking a different route home. You drive the same route home, the same road home every single day. Go a different way home if it makes you uncomfortable. Take a trip. Go to a different country. Whatever. Here's why. One of the reasons most people get all messed up with fitness and fat loss is because they get comfortable and they're not willing to be uncomfortable for a little bit. You know, it's like, Jared, I'm losing weight, but I'm hungry. Well, being starving and like wanting to eat drywall is not okay for fat loss. But guess what? Being hungry is a little bit okay. Going to the gym and working out and being sore and getting uncomfortable is okay. You guys have to start getting comfortable with being uncomfortable. Okay. If you only do cardio, go to the gym, the free weight side of the gym now. Go to a different gym, whatever. Start doing stuff that makes you uncomfortable. Okay. And here's the last part. I want you to write this one down. This one's really, really, and you guys are, this is going to tie it together really nice. I want you to write this down. Like this part right here is it. I have, for those of you, if you know that, you guys have heard me talk about the tribe a lot. It's just, it's my super tight, close knit community of people that I coach and lead. That's not just on my social platforms. This is a private group it's like the Hamilton Trained Illuminati. It's great. But no, one of our core values is this. And because we live people, as people, we live and die by our core values. And this is one of our core values in the tribe that governs everything we do. And this is something I encourage you to do that will change this. Okay, here it is. I want you to raise your standards outside of fitness. Make this thing bigger than the superficial side of fitness and fat loss. This is not about losing 20 pounds. This is not about getting an extra 20 pounds on your bench. Excuse me. This is not about just being a size smaller in your clothes. This is about raising your fucking standard. Because in life, we only get what our standard is. It goes back to one man's ceilings and another man's floor. I was talking to someone about this. I was talking with a buddy of mine about there's a business that we both know of. And he was like, man, this place is doing pretty good. And I happen to know a lot of the ins and outs of that business in terms of like how that business does. And they're like, yeah, man, this place seems to be doing really well. I'm like, well, I said, well, bro, that totally depends on what your standard of doing really well is. I'm like, the guys that run, or, you know, the people that run this place, you know, they're just trying to get by. They're not trying to thrive. They're if they make a couple grand extra a month, they're pretty happy. And they're not looking to change the world. They're not looking, they're just trying to get by. And, you know, if a level 8 is barely breathing, they're looking to be at a 9. So for that standard, that's awesome. But if your standards are anything above mediocre, that's dying. It's one of those things. We get what our standards are. We get what we tolerate. That it's the same reason why some people, like, I coach people for a living, guys. I literally do this. I've been doing this for almost a decade. And it's the same reason why I can give the best plan and program in the world to someone and they won't do it. Or it's why I've seen people like that are willing to do anything to just get what they want. It's like that saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. But there's also the inverse. You can steer a thirsty horse away from water, but if that fucking bastard's thirsty, he's going to go to the water. That happened one time. I was riding a horse and we were all going out. My wife's grandpa, they have a bunch of horses and we'll go out and ride with them. And there's like, you know, 10 of us all on a horse and we're all getting ready to go out into the pasture where all the horses can run. But I'm steering my horse to the right with where all the other ones are going. And he went left and I'm steering this bastard right. And all the other horses are right. And he is literally going left. Like I have his face turned to the right. And this thing is walking sideways to the left. And I'm like leaning to the one way. It's not working. But then I'm like, what's going on? I don't know what to do. Nope, this fucker was thirsty. He made his way over to the giant trough where the water's at. And he got himself a drink and went right back into the pasture with everybody else. Because guess what? You can lead a horse to water. But you could shove a horse's face in the water. But if it doesn't want to drink, it doesn't want to drink. But I could also steer that horse away from the water. And he's fucking thirsty. And he wanted water. And he went and got water no matter what I said. No matter what I steered him. It's the same thing. So many people's standards are so subpar that it doesn't matter what's in front of them. They're never going to get it. Versus There are people out there who are so fucking hungry for the goals they have. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they have a coach. It doesn't matter if they have a program. It doesn't matter what they know. They're going to figure it out. It's the same reason you'll see a fucking, there's so many freaking, even just like an immigrant that comes over, immigrates to this country, can't even speak English, and then builds a multi-million dollar brand and business and thrives and gives us Americans fucking millions of jobs because they were hungry. But then you get a lot of people that were born and raised over here that were like, that they just don't want it. And then they make excuses and they like, no, I'm not cut out for this. This is hard. And they make excuses. That's an extreme example. Like, I got a lot of respect for people who immigrated over here who didn't speak the language and then they built something fucking massive. I love Shark Tank. If you guys ever see the ABC on ABC Shark Tank, one of my favorite sharks on that is Robert Hershevek, because he immigrated over here from where did he immigrate over from? I watch it every day. Where did he immigrate from? I don't, either way, it doesn't matter. Him and his family didn't. He didn't speak English, but now he's a fucking multimillionaire, built one of the world's largest security companies or online security companies or whatever. And now dude's changing lives because guess what? He wanted it. It's the same thing with this, guys. I know I'm kind of getting off tangent here. You have to raise your standard. You're getting your standard right now. If your results suck, it's because your standard sucks. Just raise your standard of what you'll tolerate, and that's it. But here's the thing. You have to raise your standard outside of fitness. That's why half this shit I put on here isn't non-fitness. This is not fitness related stuff. This is just stuff that you can raise outside your standard. You can raise outside of fitness. Because again, how you do anything is how you do all things. Like the example I gave earlier, if I have a house and I can't, a small house, I have a 1,000 square foot house, and if I can't take care of it, you think if I go get a $30 million mansion, I'm going to take care of it? Of course not. Because habits. If someone beats his girlfriend, do you think he's going to beat his wife? You think if somebody can't take care of a fucking dog, you think they're going to take care of a child? Because guess what? This is a character game. This is a character game. And if your results in fitness are lacking, it's probably because you have a character issue outside of fitness. And that's all that is. Which means you can fix it by changing these little things. Pick two things that take under 2 minutes each and say, I'm going to do this for the next 90 days because I'm going to raise my standard. Get a book and finish it. Find something that makes you uncomfortable. Do it and embrace it and get cool with being a little bit uncomfortable. And then as a whole, raise your fucking standard outside of fitness. Every area of your life, the way you talk to people, have 1,000 times more intention. Hold the door open for that person and don't just hold it open. Like, hold it open like it's the fucking, you know, most important person in the world. You know, treat every single person amazing. If you see trash on the floor, pick it up. Go the extra mile when you interact with people. Help people that you know can't help you. Like, raise your standard above wherever it is right now. Just raise it. And then you're going to notice fitness just becomes a hell of a lot easier. Talk to you guys next time.